Simen Yud Ches, Zman Tzitzis. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday, we said we're going to discuss it at length today. The Pasuk says, Urisim Oso, you have to see the Tzitzis on some level. Tzitzis are meant to be seen. So, there's a big machlokas, Rambam Rosh, what does that mean? So, the Gemara first brings down Shitas Reb Shimon, women are potter, because Tzitzis is a mitzvah asei she'azman groma. How is Tzitzis a mitzvah asei she'azman groma? Because the Pasuk says, Urisim Oso, Prat Liksus Laila. So, the big machlokas, Rashi, Rosh, Rambam, what does that mean? The Rambam says, Laila is not Zman Tzitzis. At night, no Tzitzis at night, period. The Rosh says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is that a beged that is miyuchad for night, we didn't read it yet inside, we'll read it inside in a minute. The Mechaber brings down both opinions. A beged that is a night beged, what we call pajamas, would be putter. Let's see that inside. Sif Aleph. Laila lazman tzitzisu de imit mi or isem oso. Reisam oso excludes Laila. What does that mean? Leha Rambam koma shalovesh ba Laila potter. Whatever you wear at night is potter. Afilu miyuchad liyom, even if it's miyuchad liyom. Therefore, you wear your tzitzis at night, according to Rambam, zero credit. Uma shalovesh ba yom chayav afilu miyuchad laila. If you would have four-cornered pajamas, which would be potter from tzitzis, according to the Rambam, if you wear it by yom, you're going to be chayav. By yom, you're chayav. By laila, you're potter. That's Shitas Rambam. That's what Urisim Oso teaches us. Ula harosh. No, has nothing to do with the time, but rather, what is this beged? Ula harosh. Ksus hamiyucha lelaila potter. A nighttime beged, pajamas are potter. I feel love Shabayom, even if you're going to wear the pajamas by day, you're still going to be putter. Uksus hamiyuchad, here they have to change the gears a little bit. Uksus hamiyuchad layom. Oh, layom vilayla, chayev, a day beged, or even a beged that's worn both by day and by night, according to the Rosh, is chayev, no matter when you wear it. Afilu lov shobalayla. That means according to the Rosh, you wear tzitzis at night, every second you wear the tzitzis, you continue to get a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, zero credit. So, what's interesting is the Beis Yosef paskins halacha karambam. Very nice, interesting lashon. He says, Lenin halacha naktina karambam, we hold like the Rambam, the Rav Muvaku, it's the Rav Muva. The kosher gained the Rashi sphere like kavase. Then he goes on to talk with Suffolk Brachas Laka. And Daki Moshe says, well, the other team is also Rabbanim Muvhakim. So, even though the Beis Yosef passing like the Rambam, when he came to the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't take a side. He brought down both sides, and he left it open-ended, which means that we are choshish for both opinions, and that's what the Rambam tells us. Hagah, the suffix, brachos lohakel. Okay, so it means if we were to set up a chart, you have day beged, you have night beged, you have day and night. So a night beged at night, four-corner pajamas at night, everyone agrees it's potter. A four-corner garment by day, a day beged by day, everyone agrees is chayav. Right? You with me? Then when you have a day beged at night, is a machlokes, and a night, which is very common. A night beged by day is not so common. We don't really have four-corner pajamas. I don't know. So therefore, we are choshesh l'chumra. So you're not going to make a bracha. In order to make a bracha, you need to be up. You need to have a day beged by day.
Keep them on at night.
Yes, absolutely. You should keep them on at night because according to the Rosh,
you get credit for it.
Right. That I think is a simple way of understanding it. There is a concept of not showing that they bring something down, not like that. But I would still agree with what you're saying. According to the Rosh, you get credit. Now there's also a discussion. Tosis is on is with the Rosh. And now the reason women are potter is because the mitzvah sasi she has man grama. So if it has nothing to do with time and just to do with the type of beged it is, does that affect its status as a mitzvah sasi she has man grama? So Tosis gives all reason. He says no. Even though at night you're chayev and tzitzis to if you're wearing a day beged, because day and night is koveya, the status of the beged, that's enough to keep it a mitzvah say shazman grama, and women are still going to be putter. Fine. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis Lahakel Hainu Davka Inyan Bracha. Right, only when it comes to Bracha. Aval Ase Lilbush Ksus Shalayla Bayom Below Tzitzis. A nighttime beged you can't wear it by day without tzitzis because according to the Rambam Michayev. V'chein Ksus Shalayom Balayla Mishum Safik. If you get up to take the talis of the shul, you should check and make sure it's kosher. But if it's at night, so you can sort of rely on the Rambam that maybe it's not chayiv anyway and assume that it's kosher. I mean, he says it's a chazak, what, that there was some sort of chazakah, assuming it was checked. You know, some shuls, the talisim are so decrepit, but you don't have to be as medactic at night as you do by day. Again, Hagah. Sabik brachas l'halka. Alkin ein levarich alav ela kishalovish bayom v'hu miyuchad gam ken l'yom. So you should only make a bracha on a beged by day, and it has to be a daytime beged. If a person davens early Marav, he davened early Marav, whether it's Shabbos, not Shabbos, doesn't seem to matter. A person should make a bracha on his tzitzis after Marav, even if it's still daytime. Okay, because you sort of made it into nighttime. So it's hard to disaster on some level. Uvalel Yom Kippur, yis'atef v'od yom yivarech lev. So we wear a talis for Kol Nidre, but you shouldn't put it on at night because then you have a bracha problem. Put it on is what we do. Put it on while it's still daytime before you mekabel Yom Kippur, and you can make a bracha on it, and then you wear it through Yom Kippur. So here, Mishabura Sivkat and Hey Vadel Yom Kippur, Bechola over Lifnea Teva. Well, let's look before that. There's a little bit of a contradiction over here. Two lines before Sivkat and Hey, the end of Sivkat and Dalet. The chazan, shech tibur. Im ein holek b'mal b'shalion. If he's not wearing a jacket, she ain't covered at tibur b'kach. It's not covered at tibur. Just get up with a shirt. Pshita delo yasir hatalis me'alav. So he should keep on the talis. They say at night, really, there's an inyan not to wear a talis, even though we just said according to the Rush, you would get credit, but not to show, not to sort of negate the pasuk of urisim also. I agree with you. I don't understand so much that svara. I understand much more according to the Rosh and Mekayim Mitzvah every second. Then the Mechalek, Talas Gadol, Talas Katan. I don't really want to get into that. But it's all about even if you don't want to wear your talis at night, if you're davening for the Amud, and if you have a jacket, so maybe you can wear a jacket. If not, you should for sure keep on your talis. So it sounds like you don't. If you're wearing a jacket, you don't really need a talis. And the next Sif Katan, he seems to contradict himself. And this is pointed out in the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah. Uvelo Yom Kippur, v'chol over l'fnei teva tzarich l'sateif. Whoever downs to the Amud should wear a talis. So it sounds like you should always wear a talis, even if you're wearing a jacket, even at night. So I think the Dir Shu they brought down, the person should wear a talis because of COVID. And I saw here in the Magen Avraham, so he brings down the Levush. So first of all, he says, right, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Jews sinned by Chet HaEgel, Hashem taught Moshe the secret of tshuva and kapara, and that is Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. You give him midos. And the Gemara over there says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem was nisatef kishliach tzibur and taught him the you give him midos harachamim. So we see from there two things. One is that there's an inyan to do ituf, have your head covered with the talis when you're saying, do you give me those? And the other thing they point out is that the Magen Avraham says that, what does it mean? Hashem was nisatev kishliach tzibur. That means the shliach tzibur is supposed to be nisatev. So that's one of the sources. Now, I don't know. Over here, the Dir Shu, they bring down Mishum Kovod. I don't know if it's two reasons, a stira, they're really one reason. I'm sure you could put it together. I mean, it's Kovod at Tzibor, but it's also learned out from this Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nesatev Kishtel Tzibor, that teaches us that the Tzibor is Nesatev. I guess why? I mean, they are Kovod. You could put the two things together. Fine.
Because clearly here they put a talis on for Marv, but if I see them, they don't put on a talis for Marv.
Oh, really? Okay. Never noticed. Okay, Mishabura Sivkat on Zion. So let's say he's running late on Sudim of Sekes, Yom Kippur, by the time he gets, it's already dark, and he didn't put his talis on yet. Avam Ichel Isadi Vad Lailos, he's going to put his talis on now. Shuv Lo Yivarech. Why? Because according to the Rambam, you can't make a bracha on your talis at night. There's no mitzvah at night. According to the Rashi, you can. Safik brachas lagyo, you're not going to make a bracha. You'll put on your talis without a bracha. Okay, the rest of that, Mishabro will do later. It's more relevant to Siv Gimel. Now it's like a Sif Beis. Sif Beis talks about blankets. Sadinim. Okay, now a blanket is assumed to be, the Iker Tashmish of a blanket is at night. But most of us are not waking up before Alos HaShachar, and therefore we are, quote-unquote, wearing or using a blanket into the daytime hours, leaving aside the Shabbos nap and any other time you may use your blanket. Okay, so the Iker Tashmish is at night, and therefore it's called the Ksus Laila. And therefore, L'chora, this should be a Talui in the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, it's a nighttime beged. It doesn't matter if you use it by Yom, it's Pater. According to the Rambam, good at night, you're Pater, but comes daytime, comes the 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, whatever the time is, and you should be Chayv. So let's see. Sadinim. Blankets. Avabi Shadam Yashain Bahem Baboker. Even though you use it in the morning, Rav Yasha didn't have this problem, right? He was never in bed after 3 in the morning. Even though a person sleeps with a blanket in the morning, a matilin by tzitzis. We don't put on tzitzis. Mishabru sifkatan ches. Why not? Says the Mishabru. Neshi ikatash misham balayla uksus layla mikri. Wait a second. So that gets us into a big machlokas Rambam Rosh. Ach lefize lo haya potter rak laharosh. Who pats is a nighttime beged. Aval laharambam duksus layla chayiv bayom. It should be chayiv. So that's one mahalach, which is only half of a mahalach. There's another mahalach, and that is that tzitzis is chayav on a beged that you wear. You don't wear a blanket. You cover yourself with a blanket. But it's not a levush, it's not a ksus, it's not ituf, it's just on top of you. The Yesh Cholkin, Tosis disagrees with that svara, and says, even if a four-corner sheet would be chayiv in tzitzis, even though it's underneath you. The kol shekin derech halof, for sure, what you put on top of you, the blanket for sure should be chayiv. Okay, nichri amogin avram. So what are we going to do? So Magen Avram wants to say, so the minig is not to put a tzitzis on a blanket. Obviously, okay, that's smooth according to the Rosh. It's not smooth according to the Rambam. You have this other svara that it's not really a malbush. You're not really wearing it, but it's not 100% glat. Al kenich ria magen Avram diasa keren achas agula. You should round off one corner. V'yetzi aliba de kulyama, and then according to everyone, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. Achein, but mashma midvarav is mashma from the magen Avram. The ein lahachmir bazarak besides in shel tzemer. They only have to worry about this when it comes to a wool blanket. So we already learned that this big machlokas mechaber amar, what's chayiv min haTorah? Is it only tzemer upishtim or everything, right? And according to the mechaber, at least only wool and linen is chayiv min haTorah and tzitzis, and everything else only chayiv midrabanan. So here he says be machmir when it comes to wool. Why? So the Prima Gadim explains like this. There's a shita, we actually touched upon it back in Siman Tes Sivav, that you shouldn't make tzitzis on a pishtan beged at all. You shouldn't be involved with pishtan. So that's the reason not to put tzitzis on a pishtan blanket if you'd have such a thing. And other minim, and he brings in a sekseka, which I'm not sure why he needs, but he basically says like this. Let's say you have a cotton blanket. Safek if it's chayav min haTorah, safek is chayav min derabanan. And even if it's chayav, meaning it could be it's not chayav at all, because according to the Rosh, it's not chayav at all. Let's do it again. According to the Rosh, it's not chayav at all. According to the Rambam, it's chayav. But even according to the Rambam, it could be it's only chayav min derabanan. So he wants to say, when you have a two sfeikas min haTorah, even though when it comes to the derabanan, there's only one safek, because everyone agrees that a cotton beged is chayav in tzitzis, just because of the rest of the rabbanon, so that's okay. I'm not sure why it gets into the sfeik of the rice, so I want to just say something to rabbanon lekula, I'm not sure. Bottom line, I'm pretty sure Rav Nemzal told me around 15 years ago that Rav Shach was Machmir. In his Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that the stipler was Machmir, and he says Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. So, at the time, I ran around my house with I have some wool blankets and rounded off a corner. Wasn't a big deal. Wasn't a high quality blanket. Wasn't such a whatever. But
Rav Shach was Machmir.
I think that's what he said. I didn't clarify now. It was a long time ago. But he brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. So, definitely one has on what to rely if one wants to be maker. Okay. Now, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel starts as follows. Me'emasai mevarech ala tzitzis b'shachar. When can you make your bracha on the tzitzis in the morning? You wake up, you're an early bird, you wake up, you learn in the morning. Before Nates, before Elos. When can you make a bracha on the tzitzis? So, first of all, this question is not relevant according to the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, you can make a bracha all night on your tzitzis. Because the tzitzis, if it's a day baggage, which our tzitzis is a day baggage, you can make a bracha 3 in the morning. Okay, this is the Rambam. Hey, Beragola, Rambam, Beragim Lechach Tzitzis. Okay, this, interesting, your Mishnah Beis the Brachas. It's not really a Mishnah, but okay, hold on. The second mission, Shach Me'emasai Karn Shema B'Shachers. Not Me'emasai Mevarchin Ala Tzitzis. Me'emasai Karn Shema B'Shachers. What's the earliest time of Shema? And the Gemara over there says, so then the Gemara says, Mishayakir Ben Tcheles L'Lavon, which the Gemara says is also when you can recognize an acquaintance from Dalet Amos. Then the Gemara says, Hu Adin B'Tfilin. And the Rabbi wants to say, Hu Adin with Tzitzis. Okay, but the Rabbi made that up, right? You're not going to find the Mishnah in Gemara. According to the Rosh, you can make a bracha all night. This is working within Shitas Rambam. Within Shitas Rambam, that you don't make a bracha by Laila, you only make a bracha by Yom. So when does the Yom start? The Gabi Tzitzis.
Does say, Mitzvah,
okay. Right, other tzitzis. Yeah. Okay, so according to the Rambam, you have to know what's the earliest time to make a bracha on the tzitzis. When does the zman of tzitzis start? Me'emasai mevarech ala tzitzis b'shachar, mishiyakir ben tcheles sheba, the love on sheba. When you could recognize the difference between the blue strings and white strings of your tzitzis. Okay, Mishmasiv Katan Tess says, "Who has man to Misha Yiras Chavir Harogin Imoksas?" When you can recognize an acquaintance, Barachok Dalramos Viakirenu Hamuskulakom on the same shear that we see in Simanim Chas, which is the Zman of Kriyashma. So Meirav Barachas Tzitzis B'Shachar Mishiagam in Tchelas Shabbat Lovin Shabbat, just like Shema and just like Tefillin. Now the Ramah says, "V'imlo shumei alos hashachar ve'elach yesh omrim demavarech olav v'chei noagin." So the Ramah here brings down Shitas HaMordechai, and the Mordechai holds that the zman is from alos hashachar. Why? Says the Mordechai, it's not a din in yom, it's a din in urisam also. From when can you see the tzitzis? Now, I don't understand this so much because at Alos HaShachar it's pitch dark out and I can't imagine that you could see the tzitzis because it's really, really dark still. But he wants to say it's not a din in Yom, so the regular rules of Yom don't apply. And we will go by Amud HaShachar. Now the Grud disagrees with that. He says, Adarabba, he has a raya from the Gemara, and maybe also the Metzias, I don't know. Fine.
When does Yom starts?
Not when Yom starts. When does Yom start? We believe that Yom starts from Alos HaShachar. But because it's not so clear that it's Alos HaShachar, we're afraid that you're going to do the mitzvah at night and think it was after. It's really before Alos, and it's really, you'll think it's after Alos. It's really before Alos. So all daytime mitzvahs, Chazal said, wait till Netzachama. But here, so the question is, what's the shir over here? No, Nates. Daytime mitzvahs, you have to wait for Nates. That's a Mishnah in Megillah. That's a Mishnah in Megillah. So over here we have a Misha Yakir, because that's by Shema you can't say after Nates. Right? The whole point of, the way we understand Nates, the whole discussion, not so posh, but our understanding of Nates is Shema is right before Nates, and Shmoneh Esrei is right at Nates, right after Nates. So You can't say Shema, wait till afterwards. That won't work at all. So you want to say it's dinner Risa Moso, and that is from Alos HaShachar. Okay, so we had two shitas. We have Misha Yakir, whatever that means, we'll get there in a minute, and we have Alos HaShachar. Okay. So the Rama says, "Vim lo shum elos haShachar beElach yesh omen demavarech alav v'chein nagin." He says that's what you could do. You can make a bracha already from Alos haShachar, which is earlier than Mishayakir. Mishabur sivkatan yud. I am bebir agra shapasa kedas haShulchan Aruch. You shouldn't do it from Alos, only from Mishayakir. Mishayakir is basically 50 to 60 minutes before Nates, but Alos haShachar. Let's say 70, according to Mishabur, 72 minutes before Nates. Some say, 90 minutes. But let's go with 72. So here you talk about 50, 60 before, that's considerably after Alos HaShachar. So the Bi'agro Paskin is like the Shulchan Aruch. Uberprima Golem Kosav, Imashah Duchuka, Hamekel, Anech, Alos HaShachar, Ba'elach, ain't going in bow. We're not going to yell at him, but it's okay. The Alkal Ponim, the Chatchila, Bevad, Ainocho, Ma'od, Lahamti, Milavarech, Hachiyaki, Ventchela, Salavon. The Chainir, Das, Ayy Rabba. So the Mishabur Paskin is basically like Mechaber against the Ramah, at least the Chatchila. The Chatchila, you should wait for Mishayaki, you should not make the Bracha from Alos. Even if you make the bracha 3 in the morning, and you will yotzei on the bracha, so that you're not going to do again. So we have two shitas. We have Mishayakir and we have Alos HaShachar. The Chatzila one should wait till Mishayakir, which is 50 to 60 minutes. Rav Nemzal writes in his Mishabura, for Sfardim in Yerushalayim it's 60 minutes before an 8. They also talk about the where you are in the world. For Ashkenazim, he writes Lechatchila 50 minutes. I looked in the calendar, the Luach, what's it called? Itim Labina calendar, and he writes it within the beginning how he got all his manin. So he writes it 50 to 60 minutes beforehand, and he got very scientific that the sun is 11 and a half degrees under the Ofak, which I think means horizon, whatever that means. Then they bring, but then I saw brought down that the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Tukachinsky say 60 minutes. So it's 50 minutes seems to be very safe. 50 minutes before Nates, you can make a bracha on your talus and tefillin. It's the same zman. Talus, tefillin, shema is all the same zman. Now what they do in America, where they go to work, they have to daven early, they go to work, and when, you know, they change the clock, and now we also have the same problem in Eretz Yisrael with the changing of the clock. So they put on the talus and the tefillin, and then they wait until the right time, and then they start davening, they say Pesukei Zimra, and then they'll make a bracha later on after the Zman. So they put it on before the Zman, but they don't make the bracha until after the Zman. That's what they do in America.
50 minutes means Zmanios, yeah.
No. I think because even when it talked about an hour, it said 60 minute hour, regular hour. Okay. V'imlov shukodim lachain kagom b'slichos. I'm going to say Yidam Slichas before the Nates minions, it's before Alos. Lo Yivarech Alav Ukesheir Hayom Yimash Mishubal V'Yivarech. Like we just said, if you have to put it on earlier, put it on, and then at the right time you ruffle the tzitzis and you make a bracha on it. Now, this is talking about when you could start putting on tzitzis or when you can make the bracha. So, l'chora, the same discussion should be at night, meaning when does the zman for tzitzis end? So that takes us back to Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Zion. That's why I wanted to wait, because Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham over here, but the Magen Avraham is really commenting on Sif Gimel. We go back to Sif Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Zion, Ba'od Yom. Okay, Umashim Rediviyah Magen Avraham Sifkatan Dal. The Filu Bein Hashmashos Mutu Levarich Ad Tzeitza Kochavim. That even if it's Bein HaShemashos already, if you're putting on your talis, you can make a bracha until Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, he's talking about the meaning we don't usually do that, but he's talking about the Yom Kippur scenario. A person's running late, now he gets to shul, it's 5 minutes after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. Can he make a bracha on his talis? So the Magen Avraham says yes. Until Tzeis HaKochavim, you can make a bracha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger had two kash. He says, how can you, so they're comparing the morning and the night, but like we just said, the daytime starts by Alos. It's just, we're machmir to wait till Nates for most mitzvahs. So good, put on the tzitzis maybe from Alos, because that's day. But over here, after Shkia is already Bein HaShemashos, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. How can you compare the nighttime period to the morning period? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has two answers. One answer is, like we said before, the Mordechai, it's not a daytime mitzvah. It's a seeing mitzvah. And for sure, after Shkia, you can still see. It's still plenty of light outside. And therefore, that's one reason to say that even if it's after Shkia, you can make a bracha on your talis because you can still see Bein Tcheos Lov and you can still be Mekayim, the Urisem. The other reason he brings down is a Sfek Sfeka. That, first of all, is a Machlokes Rambam Rush. According to the Rush, it's a daytime beged, you can make a bracha all night. And even if that halacha is like the Rambam, that you can't make a bracha at night, maybe it's day, it's Bein Hashmashu, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So maybe it's still Yom. So maybe it looks like the Russians, okay? Even if it's like the Rambam, maybe this time period is really Yom. Very good, very good, very good. So the first time I went through this, I didn't chop. We're not talking about just fulfilling a mitzvah. We can wait since it's all night. We're talking about making a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah in general, my understanding, he passes that you cannot make a bracha on a Sfek Sfeika. He does allow a bracha on a Sfek Sfeika by Sfiras HaOmer, but that could be because it's not really a suffix. It's most Rishonim hold that it's really 49 independent mitzvahs, and even if you miss the day, okay, we don't have time to get into that. So perhaps that's why these are two shittas brought down in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? V'tamo, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Magen Avraham is teeny. He doesn't give any reason. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gives a reason. As long as you can see the tzitzis, make a bracha. He doesn't bring down the Sfek Sfeika, perhaps, because he holds Sfek Sfeika is not a reason to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha on a Sfek Sfeika. So why can you make a bracha over here? Because you can be Mekayim or Isam also. Because you can still see Bein Tcheles Lavam. V'chein Pasak B'Darach HaChayim. V'sefer Mat Ephraim or Isi Shemachmir B'zeh. Then he throws in another Achim. Zeh Gufu Mestapik. Im Kfar Yigia Ben Eshmashel. So if you have another suffix now. I'm not sure if it's before or after Shkia. It could be still before Shkia. You throw in another suffix. Nir Adibavada Yucha Levarich. Why? The belav achi dasa toises v'harosh deksus yom chay balayla v'agrab bibiur of mitzadi gam kein the shita zu. Because you have a very strong team that holds that you can make a bracha all night. Okay, we're not going to do that because the chosh is v'shitas a Rambam. But now he's throwing in. Now I'm not sure. I heard my chavrusa give shir on this, and he wanted to claim now it's a svek svek svek, and maybe you can make a bracha. I'm not convinced because the Mishnah Berurah did not bring the Sfek Sfeika of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He brought down the Mordechai
or Isam. He also doesn't spell that over here because it's Sfek
Sfeika. Sfek Sfeika, right. So I'm not convinced that's the Pshat. It's just, now we have a Machlekes. It's more getting back perhaps to the Machlekes of Urisa Maso. Do we go by the Yom or do we go by when you can see the tzitzis? And even the Matzah Frame is Machmir, so, but if it's a suffix, if it really reached that time period anyway, so then you can make a bracha. Okay, that is Simen Yud Ches, and tomorrow Bezrat Hashem will do Yud Tes and Chas.
Where did you say that you shouldn't